Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, managing editor at the National Newsroom at Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now the latest headlines.
AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. Iran's war with Israel and the U.S. has spread across the Gulf and hit key energy sites. On Friday, Kuwait says Iranian drones struck an oil refinery in two waves and sparked a fire. Dubai reported heavy explosions. Bahrain says shrapnel from an intercepted projectile set a warehouse ablaze. And Israel says it started new strikes on Iran.
Iran's war with Israel has spread across the Gulf, raising fresh fears about global oil supplies. On Friday, Kuwait said Iranian drones struck the Mina al-Almadi refinery in two waves and sparked a fire, and Dubai reported heavy explosions as air defenses intercepted incoming fire. Then Bahrain, shrapnel from an intercepted projectile set a warehouse ablaze. Saudi Arabia also reported shooting down drones. For its part, Israel says it started new strikes on Iran, and people in Israel heard sirens. Oil prices surged, and Iran's tightened pressure on shipping through Hormuz. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Iran's new supreme leader has issued a statement.
Iran's new supreme leader, Ayatollah Mojtaba Khamenei, called Friday for the enemies of his nations to have their security taken away in his latest message to the public. Khamenei made the remarks in a statement issued on his behalf to President Masoud Pezeshkian after Israel killed Iran's intelligence minister. It was read on state TV, IRIB. The newsreader says, security must be denied to internal and external enemies and be granted to the people at large. Khamenei hasn't been seen since he was named as supreme leader after his father, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, was killed in an Israeli airstrike on the first day of the war on February 28. There have been growing comments from American and Israeli officials that Mojtaba Khamenei was hurt in the war. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A heat wave in the southwestern U.S. is setting records.
A desert community on the Arizona-California border reached 110 degrees Thursday, breaking a record for the highest March temperature recorded in the United States. The record-setting temperature was recorded just outside Martinez Lake, Arizona, in the Yuma Desert. As a winter heat wave scorches the southwest, it breaks the record of 108 degrees set in Rio Grande, Texas in 1954. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Scientists say the record-setting heat wave in the southwestern U.S. shows climate change is already driving more dangerous weather extremes. This is AP News. Baseball is taking steps to shore up its game in the wake of a recent betting scandal.
Major League Baseball is entering an official partnership with Polymarket and has an agreement with the Federal Commission overseeing prediction markets to collaborate on integrity concerns. MLB said in a statement it has a memorandum of understanding with Michael S. Selig, the chair of the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, to, quote, further protect the integrity of baseball by ensuring swift response to incidents and anticipating emerging trends more strongly, end quote. Prediction markets have raised concerns from sports leagues already working to combat issues around legal sports gambling. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
The Supreme Court is set to hear arguments over a Mississippi law that allows counting late-arriving ballots after Election Day. The High Court on Monday will hear from Republicans and Libertarians who sued the state. I'm Mike Hempen. AP News.
On Friday, it will officially be spring in the Northern Hemisphere with the arrival of what is called the vernal equinox. But what does that mean? The Earth's axis is tilted at an angle as it travels around the Sun. When the time of the equinox arrives, the Earth's tilt is neither toward nor away from the Sun, so both hemispheres get the same amount of sunlight. This means day and night last about the same amount of time around the world. It also marks the start of a new season. Days will get a little longer every day in the Northern Hemisphere until the solstice in June. I'm Karen Shamas.
19-year-old Royer Perez Jimenez is the second person known to have died in Immigration and Customs Enforcement custody this week. An official cause of death is under investigation, but ICE says the Mexican migrant died of presumed suicide. He was being held at the Glades County Detention Center in Florida, a facility the Biden administration shut down and the Trump administration reopened. An AP count finds Perez Jimenez's death is the 46th reported under ICE custody since the start of President Trump's second term. He is the youngest. An immigration judge has denied the asylum claim of Liam Conejo Ramos's family, and their lawyer says they've been ordered deported to Ecuador. Liam is the 5-year-old who was photographed in a blue bunny hat as federal agents detained him and his father, Adrian, during the Trump administration's immigration crackdown in Minneapolis in January. They were held for 10 days in a Texas detention center before a different judge ordered that they be released. The family's lawyer says Liam is back in his suburban Minneapolis school, and the family will appeal the decision. Belarus's authoritarian President Alexander Lukashenko has ordered the release of 250 political prisoners. Their pardons follow a meeting with President Trump's special envoy, John Cole, part of a deal to lift U.S. sanctions on two Belarusian state banks and the country's finance ministry. The deal's the latest step in an effort by Lukashenko to improve ties with the West. Belarus has been sanctioned repeatedly, both for its crackdown on human rights and for allowing Russia to use its territory for the 2022 invasion of Ukraine. I'm Ben Thomas.
Jeffrey Epstein's personal attorney, Darren Indyke, is the latest to tell members of a House committee he had no knowledge whatsoever of trafficking and abuse of women and girls by the disgraced financier. Indyke worked as Epstein's personal attorney for roughly 20 years, and he and accountant Richard Kahn are the executors of Epstein's estate. Democrats on the House Oversight Committee aired their frustrations during a break from the deposition.
These people are going to lie to us over and over and over.
Representative Dave Minn.
I have to say I'm very surprised that he did not take the Fifth Amendment. I think it's very likely he perjured himself.
The investigation has become increasingly political. Committee Chair James Comer says Democrats embarrass themselves by out of a briefing with Attorney General Pam Bondi Wednesday night.
And you know why? So they could show out and get on MSNBC and be outraged.
Democrats say they expect Bondi to honor their subpoena. Jennifer King, Washington.
The Trump administration is taking another step to dismantle the Department of Education. A portion of the department's student loan portfolio is being handed over to the Treasury Department. It involves borrowers who are in default, months behind on payments. Under an agreement, the Treasury Department will eventually take responsibility for all student loans. Administration officials say the Education Department is ill-equipped to handle such a big loan portfolio and blame the Biden administration for focusing on efforts to cancel student loans rather than help borrowers get back on track with payments. President Trump wants to shut down the Department of Education. Only Congress can do that. He has said the agency was overrun by liberal thinking. Stocks finished lower because of the rising price of oil. Iran intensified attacks on Gulf oil and gas infrastructure in retaliation for an Israeli attack on a key Iranian gas field. This is Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
President Trump asked us to hold off on future attacks, and we're holding out.
We're independent. We get along great. It's coordinated, but on occasion he'll do something, and if I don't like it, and so we're not doing that anymore.
Brent crude oil briefly topped $119 per barrel. Traders are nixing bets the Federal Reserve will cut interest rates even once this year. Gas prices keep moving higher. John Johnson lives in Dallas.
Can't afford to fill this thing up. $20 might be my limit right now because I'm on a fixed income.
The Strait of Hormuz, a key access point for the global oil market, remains effectively blocked as Iran targets traffic through it. I'm Ed Donahue.
A Justice Department investigation of Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell could backfire on President Trump, who has been trying to oust Powell for months. Some lawmakers say they will not vote to confirm Kevin Warsh as Powell's successor until the DOJ drops the Powell probe. And if there's no successor when his chairman term ends in 2 months?
I would serve as chair pro tem until he is confirmed.
Powell says he has no intention of leaving the board until the investigation's done, and even then he could stay on as a regular member and keep the president from filling another seat.
And I will make that decision based on what I think is best for the institution and for the people we serve.
President Trump has made a particularly uncomfortable remark while talking about launching the Iran war. Hosting Japan's leader in the Oval Office, the president was asked why he did not talk with Tokyo and other allies before starting the war.
Because we wanted surprise.
And then turning toward the Japanese Prime Minister.
Who knows better about surprise than Japan? Okay? Why didn't you tell me about Pearl Harbor? Okay? Right?
She raised her eyebrows.
December 7th, 1941.
The Japanese attack on Hawaii killed more than 2,300 Americans. The U.S. declared war on Japan the next day. An AP source says the Pentagon is seeking $200 billion in extra funds for the Iran war. It's an extraordinary amount, and while Pentagon Chief Pete Hegseth is not confirming the figure...
It takes money to kill bad guys.
...at the White House...
That's a small price to pay to make sure that we stay tippy-top.
...the president bills it as necessary, not just for the war, but to deal with a volatile world. Congressional approval is not a given, even with GOP majorities. Chuck Schumer and Democrats are a hard no.
$200 billion so Donald Trump can go to war with Iran is preposterous, unacceptable.
Senator Mark Wayne Mullen is a step closer to becoming President Trump's Homeland Security Secretary. A Senate panel has narrowly advanced Mullen's nomination to the full chamber.
Senator Paul.
No.
Though GOP Chairman Rand Paul voted against Mullen. That was after yesterday's heated confirmation hearing, where Paul noted Mullen said he understood why a neighbor assaulted Paul over a dispute.
I just wonder if someone who applauds violence against their political opponents is the right person to lead an agency that has struggled to accept limits to the proper use of force.
Mullen pushed back.
So for you to say, I'm a liar, sir? That's not accurate.
The full Senate could vote to confirm Mullen as Kristi Noem's successor next week. A senior Trump administration official says the Pentagon is seeking more money for the Iran war. The official says the request is for $200 billion, an extraordinarily high figure, given the Pentagon already got a funding boost last year.
It takes money to kill bad guys.
At a news conference, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth did not confirm the $200 billion figure.
I think that number could move.
It's unclear if Congress would approve the money. Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren yesterday railed against another forever war.
That burns billions of taxpayer dollars.
And makes life more expensive at home as gas prices jump. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
31-year-old Joseph Duggar, one of the sons from the reality TV show 19 Kids and Counting, faces a charge in Florida of lewd and lascivious behavior on a child. The Bay County Sheriff's Office says a 14-year-old girl told police in Arkansas that Duggar molested her several times during a family trip to Panama City Beach when she was 9 years old. Authorities say he made an admission when confronted by the girl's father and repeated the admission on a recorded call with a detective. Duggar appeared on TLC's show following the lives of devout Baptists Michelle and Jim Bob Duggar. The show was canceled in 2015 amid allegations that one of the other sons, Josh, had molested four of his sisters and a babysitter. Joseph's brother, Josh Duggar, was convicted of downloading child sex abuse images in 2021 and is serving a more than 12-year sentence. Regional police in Catalonia, Spain, say they have found the body of James Gracie, a student at the University of Alabama, who went missing while visiting friends on a spring break trip to Barcelona. He was found by police divers in the water off the beach, not far from where he was last seen outside a nightclub early Tuesday. Gracie's family in Elmhurst, Illinois, realized there was something wrong when they were contacted by police who had found his phone.
We thought it was a simple matter of he misplaced it, lost it, perhaps got pickpocketed. We still don't exactly know how that happened.
His aunt, Beth Marin O'Reilly, says James was a great kid.
A good Catholic boy from the Midwest. Very good student, honors program at University of Alabama, chaplain in his fraternity.
O'Reilly says Gracie's father has been in Barcelona and is working with police. The family's asking for privacy, and the investigation into the cause of death continues. I'm Jennifer King.
Three men who allege that actor Kevin Spacey sexually assaulted them have settled their civil claims in London. The men claimed that Spacey had abused them at various times between 2000 and 2013. Spacey denies the allegations. The case was due to go to trial later this year, but Judge Christina Lambert pulls the proceedings after both sides agreed to settlement terms. Those terms have not been disclosed. Spacey, who was artistic director of London's Old Vic Theatre for a decade, faced a criminal trial in London in 2023 on 9 alleged sexual offences. He was acquitted on all counts by the jury then. I'm Charles Diledesma.
ABC has cancelled its season of The Bachelorette with Taylor Frankie Paul.
The network said it's canceled its already filmed season of The Bachelorette after a 2023 video surfaced of an altercation involving Paul and her ex, Dakota Mortensen. Disney Entertainment Television said it was focused on supporting the family. The network made the move just days before the Sunday premiere. Police in Utah told People magazine an investigation is opened and allegations run both ways. Unlike previous leads, the 31-year-old had not appeared on the Bachelor franchise before. Grammy-nominated rapper Afro Man has won his lawsuit against law enforcement over mocking their 2022 raid in viral music videos.
We get it! Freedom of speech! Right on!
The 51-year-old Afro Man, born Joseph Foreman, celebrated his win on social media in a defamation lawsuit filed by 7 Ohio sheriff's deputies. They sued him over music videos that used home security footage to mock them over a 2022 raid of his home. They showed rifle-wielding deputies busting down his door, searching his shoes, and eyeing a cake on the kitchen table, inspiring the song Lemon Pound Cake.
Lemon Pound Cake. Trending on TikTok.
The Adams County deputies say they were publicly harassed over the videos. Afro Man says the verdict is a win for free speech rights. Spring break travelers are facing unpredictable lines at airport security as the partial U.S. government shutdown enters its 34th day and continues to strain TSA staffing. It's the third shutdown in less than a year to leave TSA workers temporarily without pay. Wait times at airports are fluctuating and can change quickly even within the same airport. That depends on staffing levels. In Atlanta, passengers have waited up to 2 hours, while airports in Austin and New Orleans have urged travelers to arrive as much as 3 hours early. Flying earlier in the day, arriving early, and having backup plans in place can improve a traveler's chances of making their flight. A new survey shows many Americans who had Affordable Care Act marketplace health insurance last year are struggling with high health care costs. The findings from the healthcare research nonprofit KFF come 3 months after the expiration of enhanced tax credits that had offset most enrollees' monthly premiums. The poll of more than 1,000 of last year's ACA enrollees finds that more than half of those who re-enrolled are looking for ways to cut their spending. That includes cutting back on food and other household basics to afford healthcare costs. The poll also finds that 1 in 10 of last year's ACA enrollees dropped health insurance entirely. I'm Haya Panjwani.
I'm Seth Soutell, and this is the AP Markets Report. Stocks pared their losses on Wall Street as an early spike in crude oil prices eased up later in the day. The roller coaster ride for oil prices underscored how they're dictating where financial markets and maybe even the economy are heading. The S&P 500 fell 0.3% Thursday. The index had been down as much as 1% earlier. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 203 points. That's about 0.4%. The Nasdaq Composite fell 0.3%. Markets in Europe and Asia had much bigger losses when oil prices were higher earlier in the day. If oil prices stay high, the worry is that they could cause inflation to rip higher around the world. Seth Soutell, New York.
Mortgage rates moving up. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage rose this week to just above 6.2%. That's the highest level in more than 3 months. Only 3 weeks ago, the average rate was just below 6% at its lowest level in 3.5 years. When mortgage rates rise, they can add hundreds of dollars a month in costs for home shoppers, limiting what they can afford. The latest increase is a setback for home shoppers just as the spring home buying season gets going. I'm Alex Vega.
China's tech giant Alibaba Group is setting a goal of more than $100 billion in revenue over the next 5 years from its artificial intelligence and cloud businesses. The company on Thursday posted a 67% drop in profit in the latest quarter. That's $2.4 billion down from $7.1 billion the same time last year, partly due to growing market and sales expenses. But revenue from its cloud businesses jumped 36% from a year ago. CEO Eddie Wu says Alibaba stands to benefit from the exponential growth in AI demand. I'm Donna Warder.
Uber says it will invest up to $1.25 billion in electric vehicle maker Rivian Automotive to help launch up to 50,000 robo-taxis. The initial deployments of the vehicles are expected to begin in San Francisco and Miami in 2028 and will expand to 25 cities by 2031. Uber's investment in Rivian will be spread out over that time period and is subject to hitting certain autonomous promised milestones by specific dates. An initial $300 million investment has been committed to following the deal's signing, subject to regulatory approval. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolball. Top overall seed Duke rallied from 13 points down to survive an upset bid by 16 seed Siena in a 71-65 victory in the first round of the NCAA tournament. Cameron Boozer had 22 points and 13 rebounds.
We really didn't come out ready to play today, and we got to be a lot better moving forward.
Fellow top seed Michigan also advanced. Number 12 seed High Point upset 5th seeded Wisconsin 83-82 on Chase Johnston's go-ahead layup with 11 seconds left. Number 11 seed VCU came from 19 down to knock out 6 seeded North Carolina 82-78 in overtime. 10 seed Virginia and 16 seed Southern won in the women's first four. Another NBA record has fallen to King James. LeBron James started for the Los Angeles Lakers against his former Miami Heat team, making it the 1,111th regular season game of his career and tying Robert Parrish's all-time NBA mark. Parrish held the record for nearly 30 years. He has now been caught by James, who has yet another record on what seems like an endless resume of accomplishments within the game. James is also the NBA leader in, among many categories, points, seasons played, all-NBA nods, and all-star selections. And Pistons star Cade Cunningham is expected to miss at least 2 weeks with a collapsed lung. FIFA has fined the Israeli Soccer Federation for breaching anti-discrimination regulations, but it took no action on a Palestinian request to suspend Israel from global soccer for allowing clubs based in West Bank settlements. FIFA President Gianni Infantino also further dampened Iran's attempts to move its World Cup matches from the United States to Mexico, saying global soccer's governing body wants the tournament, quote, to go ahead as scheduled. Infantino reiterated FIFA is not moving forward toward granting Iranian requests to move the team's 3 World Cup group games in June from the U.S. to Mexico. I'm Gethin Coolball.
An exiled player from the Iranian women's national soccer team says that the women returning home face uncertainty. Shiva Amini, a former player for the Iranian women's national soccer team, now living in New York City, says she's been in touch with a number of the current members of the squad, including some who decided to return home rather than seek asylum in Australia.
In one hand, you are thinking about yourself, your future, you see freedom.
She said the regime put pressure on at least one of the players to return to Iran by threatening to harm her mother.
But in other hand, there is a lot of pressure on your shoulder because you feel guilty about your family, about what the regime does with them.
Amini was granted asylum in Switzerland in 2017 after the Iranian regime threatened to sanction her for being photographed in a European country playing a casual game of soccer with men while also not wearing the mandatory headscarf. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Pope Leo XIV has summoned Catholic bishops to Rome in October for a special meeting on ministering to families. The Pope is strongly endorsing his predecessor Pope Francis's controversial policy that allows divorced Catholics who have not obtained an annulment to receive communion on a case-by-case basis after accompanying them on a spiritual journey of discernment. It's the 10th anniversary of Francis's document, The Joy of Love, which sparked controversy when it was released in 2016 because it opened the door to letting remarried Catholics receive communion. I'm Donna Water.
With much of Gaza in rubble, Palestinians marked the start of Eid with prayers in Gaza City's Soraya Yard, where Eid prayers were held for the first time since the war started in 2023. Palestinians there were both happy and in tears as a hill for traditional prayers in the open air. Mona Al-Juju tells the AP, "This is an Eid of sadness. We've never seen an Eid like this. Some have lost their father, their son, their mother, or those dearest to them. Others say this Eid al-Fitr is the safest they've witnessed in years in the war-ravaged Gaza Strip. From prayers amid the rubble of Gaza to the great mosques of Istanbul, Muslims around the world are celebrating the holiday as they bid farewell to the Islamic holy month of Ramadan. Among the 1,000 are 118 children and 79 women, while over 2,500 people were wounded, according to the ministry's daily casualty count released Thursday. More than 1 million people in Lebanon have been displaced in the intense fighting as Israel continues its daily strikes over large swathes of southern Lebanon and Beirut's southern suburbs. Hezbollah has fired rockets and drones across the border into northern Israel, as its militants have also clashed in southern Lebanon with Israeli ground troops. China's Hubei province has intensified a crackdown on fentanyl precursor trafficking, an issue that strained US-China relations and prompted tariffs on imports from China. State media reported the effort on Thursday and linked it to a national police directive. Officials say a task force set up in December had investigated 22 cases through February, with police arresting 7 people and taking action against about a dozen others. The crackdown follows a US-China agreement to lower fentanyl related tariffs. EU leaders are accusing Hungary's Viktor Orbán of blocking major aid to Ukraine to score points at home ahead of elections next month. The leaders, gathered in Brussels for a summit, say Orbán is reneging on a deal they reached in December. Hungary's PM says he will continue to block the large package for now.
We would like to get the oil which is our from the Ukrainian and which is now blocked by the Ukrainians. I will never support any kind of decision here which is in favor of Ukraine. Still, the Hungarians are not able to get the oil which belongs to us.
Finland's Prime Minister adds Orbán is betraying his EU counterparts for campaigning purposes. And Belgium and Austria says Hungary must respect what it's already agreed to. The dispute is exposing weaknesses in EU rules that often require unanimity. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening. Audio provided by the Associated Press. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.